I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. I still use a lot of techniques that I learned from the late, great Stacy Barber when it comes to catching largemouth bass. There's one in particular that always works. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
The late, great Stacy Barber was one of the best bass fishermen on the planet. He could just about do anything on the water because he had mastered every technique. But there was one he used, he said, that always catches largemouth bass, and that is the plastic worm. He would take a quarter-ounce cone head sinker, thread it on the line, he would tie on a 2-aught worm hook, and then he would thread on a 7 or 8-inch plastic worm that had an auger tail. He liked the darker colors unless he was in real clear water, and then he used something like a light motor oil, something that was not quite as deep as a black or a deeply colored motor oil. He would take these and he would not cast them into the vegetation. This is one of the things that he hardly ever did, was cast plastic worms right into the thick stuff. He would position his boat in the vegetation, and he would cast out into water past the weed line, past where that vegetation ended, and then he would slowly drag it back across the bottom. Man, he would get a lot of bites doing that. On that simple plastic worm. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.